All right. Welcome back to the New Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, again, I am going to, once our new studios are up and running around the middle of February, my time slots will change to 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. So stay tuned. We'll keep you informed as we build up to what I think is going to be a great opportunity to get back on the air and back in the game. On the line right now, State Senator Lena Taylor, who is a candidate for the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. Let's go back to the phone lines. Evan, who do we have up next?
We've got CJ on the line. We're a little short on time.
Hey, CJ, what's going on, man?
Hi there.
You have a question or comment?
Thank you for taking the call. Well, I guess I have two statistics that really concern me for the city of Milwaukee, and I'm wondering what your candidate will do to improve those. One is 85% of kids cannot read at grade level. The other one is, you spoke a little bit of, is in the 70s, 15% of kids grew up without a father in the home. Now it's 70 to 80%. And I think that's where a lot of responsibility, plus education is the ladder out of poverty. And when kids can't read, and they just, that is not success. So something's got to change. And
CJ, you're 100% right. CJ, if you can't read, you can't learn. And if you can't read, you can't read the manual to know what to do in order to work, okay? So reading is fundamental, is what they used to say. So one of the things I'd love to do is see across our entire city a stop, sit, and read, right? Trying to do something in order to elevate the need for literacy. This isn't just an issue among our children, because it's happened for so long. It's an issue among adults, where you have several people who are functionally illiterate. And so that is an important component. Dealing with reading. And I don't disagree with you. We brought it up a little earlier, the role of fathers, you know, in the home. I will tell you that we allowed a new name to come to statutory rape, which was teenage pregnancy. We led in teen pregnancy for like multiple decades. And as a result of that, you ended up with babies that raise babies, that raise babies, that raise babies. You got grandparents that are young. There's wisdom in living life long enough. So one of the things I want, Von brought up the Love and Faith Initiative. It's a hub model where I would love to be able to see individuals getting literacy of relationships, because we have domestic violence that is in crisis mode, human trafficking that is in crisis mode. There is a need to teach the role that you play, not only in a family, but in a community. There are community service commitments that you should make in order to make the community that you are part of healthy and strong. So what I hope to do is to create those credible messengers in those hubs so that we can have this cooperative way that can move our community to a different place. If my grandmother used to have a saying, my maternal grandmother, she said, you don't know if you don't know that you don't know. There is a level of illiteracy of so much of access to opportunity, how to navigate. That's why I want the credible messengers to be able to help, so we can disseminate everything from information, as Earl asked me earlier, about COVID-19, to pathways to trades, apprenticeships, pre-apprenticeships for housing, for home ownership and entrepreneurship. That's the only way we're going to transform this city.
You know, Senator Taylor, one of the real issues, and there are many of them in this community, is early childhood education. And that's kind of gone the way of the budgets. The budgets can no longer sustain that, because people are making decisions to do other things with those resources. But if you don't catch children in the early stages of their lives, it used to be, and I know going back when I was a kid, that, you know, when kids first came to school, they knew their ABCs and and they knew how to count to 100.
One, two, threes and colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now kids don't know. Many children don't know those things. They don't come prepared because of all the different crises that their families deal with. So, you know, so many different things to deal with.
I agree.
What do you want to say in closing?
I agree.
You got about a minute.
I would tell you that I would love to see MPS be a stronger partner in early childhood education. In closing, I want people to go to GoLenaTaylor.com so that you can look me up. You can be in contact with us. I'd like you to vote for me on February 15th so that I will make it through the primary to be in the general on April 5th to become the next mayor of the city of Milwaukee.
So one of the things, Senator Taylor, is I'm going to have you on again, as I am going to have the other candidates on again. We'll just keep moving it around, make sure people get the information. Thank you very much. Good luck to you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.
All right, thank you. You too. We've got to get out of here. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Evan, as always. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Take care, my friend.